A comprehensive plan is a document written every 10 to 15 years that municipalities use as a guide when drafting policies. Consultants from the Anchorage firm Agnew Beck have been contracted by the Haynesboro to write its next comprehensive plan. Shelley Wade is an owner of the company, and former resident Margaret Friedenauer is employed there as a planner. They came to Haynes last month to host a series of community discussions. It quickly became clear that there was a need to engage further with the various parts of the community. This is the reason they came back this weekend. Friedenauer says they went to the harbor to speak with users.
There's some very specific infrastructure needs that some of the fishermen have talked about, specifically maybe over at the fuel dock, on the crane, of course, adding more boat slips, which has always been discussed since the harbor expansion first began several years ago.
Friedenauer says fishermen also wanted to talk about fish stocks, the price of fish, and the expenses associated with fishing. She says those broader issues can be addressed in the comprehensive plan.
We're bringing in partners from Fish and Game in the state and other land managers.
The consultants also met with officials from the community of Clukwan. They held discussions with representatives of the Tuktoyaktuk Watershed Council and Lynn Canal Conservation. And they held a forum at the Four Winds Community Center in the Mosquito Lake area, where about 30 people attended, says Shelley Wade. She says there are some recurring themes in a lot of conversations.
A core value and a core driving piece is salmon. So we've heard a lot of folks talk about the importance of fish just in terms of subsistence and commercial fishing, so as an economic driver. And then also recreation, the importance of recreation both to residents but also to visitors. And related to that is expanding in the idea of year-round tourism.
The consultants heard from residents who want to develop a ski area near Mosquito Lake. At their meeting with Clukwan officials, they talked about potential partnerships, notably related to public safety. Wade says the community is seeking to increase its services.
There's an opportunity to do some kind of a memorandum of agreement or something where that additional public safety presence and emergency response presence will benefit all residents.
Wade says in Clukwan, they also discussed increasing trail connectivity with the Eagle Preserve. Another theme that emerged this weekend was that of local agriculture.
This was, I think, emphasized more in the Upper Valley because we had a beautiful garden and a fresh harvest that we were looking at when we went out. But the idea of identifying and potentially having in the future in the comp plan an agricultural use or, you know, an identified future growth for agriculture.
Wade says hazard mitigation is on a lot of people's minds.
Really thinking as any future growth or development happens in Haynes to take into consideration the borough's current hazard mitigation plan that was just completed in 2022.
Wade says many people want to improve cell service and internet access.
I think related to this is the opportunity for more small business development and cottage industries. And so if folks are working out of their homes, that they do have the connectivity to be able to conduct business.
When asked about the divisive politics in Haynes, Wade says addressing some ambiguities in the last comprehensive plan will help. This could prevent some bitter neighborhood disputes. Wade also suggests providing training to assembly members and planning commissioners so that they are familiar with the comprehensive plan and know how to use it. She says having an additional planner on staff would benefit the borough. Wade speaks of comprehensive planning as a peacemaking process.
So I think it's the continuous communication and the dialogue that's happening in open spaces where we have a lot of different perspectives represented and we're able to have some deeper conversations that way to, I think, identify these are the things that we share in common. I do think that that is so much more productive than having the conversation with yourself or with the only one or two people that you have absolute agreement with.
Margaret Friedenauer will spend the rest of the week in Haynes and will tend a comp plan booth at the State Fair, where residents can come and make themselves heard. Agnew Beck is conducting a survey of residents' attitudes. The consultants strongly encourage locals to participate. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.